we have, I believe, over 20,000 people coming through our doors annually. It's an opportunity to expose members of the public, people vacationing in Maine, citizens of Maine, expose them to our marine resources. It lets us tell a story about many of these species. And it's a wonderful opportunity to share some of the success stories of our state fisheries. And finally, we own an island, Burn Island, and a lighthouse station there. This is a public access opportunity. It's a wonderful facility to go out and visit. There's also habitat and conservation education that is conducted there. There's recertification courses for teachers, educational programs, and then there's also a living history, a museum and program as well. So,
Representative Bloom.
Hi, could you go back to the diatomous fish, the rivers, the percentage of rivers? I just didn't quite understand. You said 69% of the Penobscot is inaccessible to diatomous fish. Is that what that means? And you're saying 100% of the Penobscot, is that what you meant?
So there isn't direct passage for 69% of the available habitat. And it varies by species. So this is a generalization where some of the lower river species have 100% access.
Okay.
But some of the upper river species that reach further into the drainages, there's blockages, and Pat can speak to this as well.
The species like Atlantic salmon and the Penobscot, for instance, they don't have any access to the west branch of the Penobscot. So the west branch of the Penobscot is not accessible, where the east branch, through fish passage and through some removals, is much more accessible. Elwives, as I was just looking at it, I looked down. I mean, the St. Croix has access to much more. It says 100%, but with the passage of the St. Croix bill a few years ago, there's much greater access into that watershed for river herring.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So just to finish up on success stories.
Representative Bally.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Kyle, I just wondering if you knew what the significance of the red lens was at the Burn Island Lighthouse. The Burn Island Lighthouse.
The red sector for Burn Island?
Yeah.
I would say stay away from the red sector of any lighthouse.
Actually, it was the two different ways that they come into the port in there in Booth Bay Harbor. So I just wondered if you picked up on that. You said that you have a lighthouse down there, and I took my school kids down there a few years ago, and we went in and we did some classes with Elaine Jones.
Yep. So just finishing up, and I'm sorry to have plowed through these slides as quickly as I did. Again, our Bureau really is trying to support informed decision-making for your committee and for our department. We would like to point to the Elver swipe card fishery or swipe card system that our Bureau has supported. But really, again, it's a combined success. It's not just the Bureau of Marine Science. That kind of work allows our staff, when you start to get a feedback where the work that we're doing is impacting fisheries and the resource in a positive way, it makes you want to invest more into those activities. It's one of the reasons where scallop science was relatively stable. And then when the opportunity came and some of the improvements, some of the positive results in the scallop fishery started to materialize, again, it's a way to double down and kind of reinvest in our resources into that. And so I think a lot of what we're trying to do is prioritize what we're doing and support the activities. So, yes.
Representative Toole.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On the scallop side of the swipe cards, I know we did a bill a couple of years ago. You brought it forward to bring swipe cards into scallops. And I wonder, I know there have been some obstacles there, but I wonder how that's moving along, when we might expect to see some movement that way, and what you anticipate some of the benefits of it will be.
Well, from the information perspective, right now our manager that is responsible to fisheries is working on total fishery data that's almost 2 years old at this point. And so we've had to change our approach, and that's right now that's just unacceptable to have really kind of verified data that's 2 years old. And so we've really changed our approach, and where we're trying to monitor areas directly within the season. So what the swipes card system would just bring that information instantaneous. It would bring port of landing and various other attributes in addition to the landings, who's participating, and who. So there's opportunities for information. Some of the hiccups is there's a fair amount of scallops that are sold as private sales by harvesters, which is perfectly legal. And that product isn't going through a dealer. And so how we capture some of those sales provides some challenges to us as far as how those get reported out.
Any other questions?